This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Let's do a little scorecard around here. We're crossing the D out temporarily from DJV show because Doug, for the first time that I've known him, which has been like, we've known each other a long time, but we've worked together 11 years, never taken a vacation until now. Dougie is in London. He's doing a tour in and around the city of London, outside into some of the areas, his spiritual locations throughout that area of the world. And I'm hoping he'll be calling in with some updates, letting us know all the cool stuff that we'll be seeing or he's seeing. And so I'm holding down the fort here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and we're having some fun. It's Girl Power on DJV for the next few days or so. Doug, you'll be back next week. But I have to tell you, girls, Doug and I had breakfast last Friday, and I knew that he had this vacation coming up, and I know many people have tried, but I thought I would give it a shot as well. I tried to teach Dougie how to do Facebook pictures, because he knows how to post on Facebook, but taking a picture from his cell phone and then posting it on Facebook, that was still sort of eluding him. He always had to have help with that. I feel like we made progress. He posted a picture all on his own, but we'll see if we start seeing some pictures out of his trip to London.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, we're pulling him into the next century with technology. He's kicking and screaming, but you know, he's actually come a long way. I do give him so much credit because he was definitely frustrated with his old smartphone. He didn't even use it. Now he's got his new iPhone 6. And he seems to really like it. And
yeah,
he's
getting the hang of it.
Yeah, and he got a tutorial from you on Friday, right?
That's right. So we gave him the how to post pictures for dummies lesson. So hopefully it's sunk in. And we will be, of course, posting pictures from Doug's trip also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. You can also follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. Now, ladies, I know you're all sad about this. Only 14 days until the presidential election.
I can't believe it's only 14 now.
All of this craziness we've come to the culmination now as to who people will go out to the polls and vote, or will they go out? I've been predicting all along that this might be a low voter turnout election because you have two candidates who are so unlikable that it's hard to drive momentum to make people actually go out and vote. So we'll see what happens with that. Again, early voting has started in most states. I know a lot of voter registration deadlines are looming. If you want to participate in this election, you got to do it. I know in California, I believe today is the last day to do it. Other states would be following suit, so make sure you check out all those deadlines. But SNL, Saturday Night Live, has a lot of fun with the election. I think they're going to be sad to see it go. Alec Baldwin has taken over the role as Donald Trump. Kate McKinnon is Hillary Clinton. Of course, since we had a debate last week, SNL took some shots at both of the candidates. Let's start listening to some of the audio in case you missed it. Here's a little bit of the best from SNL this past weekend.
This Wednesday was the series finale of American Horror Story debates. This was the calmest of the three debates and also weirdly the most hostile. It was like a Connecticut Thanksgiving. Everyone was dressed up nice. They were polite for about 30 minutes. Then your uncle had a drink, your aunt mentioned abortion, and your uncle threatened to burn the house down.
Luckily, we don't have that kind of family dynamic, but I know families that are like that.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny because my family is totally torn. My mom is a huge Hillary supporter. My dad is loving Trump. I tend to be on the Trump wagon, bandwagon. So when we have these conversations, it's like it's funny how you don't speak the same language with people who, when you're talking politics, you don't agree with. It's like you say things and you're going, why don't they understand? And then they have that same reaction, right back at you. I don't understand. All of a sudden, the house is burning down. All right, the weekend update continues. Joking about Trump and all of those women that have come out against him with those sexual allegations.
During the debate, Trump said that the women accusing him of sexual assault are just looking for, quote, their 10 minutes of fame. But the expression is 15 minutes of fame. Trump is so cheap, he's lowballing them on their minutes of fame.
Is Trump known to be cheap? That was a weird joke to me, because I saw SNL this weekend, and I thought overall it was a really good show. Tom Hanks was hilarious. The Jeopardy skit where it was where Tom Hanks played Doug, the Trump supporter. I don't know if you saw that.
I missed out on that. I heard it was funny.
It was very funny, and definitely I think we need to get some sound from that, because there are a lot of drops that we can use, sound bites that we can use from that are with Doug's name in it that are hilarious. But I thought the cheap thing was weird. I mean, is he known to be cheap? I don't really know that much about him, but I wouldn't think he'd be cheap.
No, if you look at the real estate that he does, I mean, it's all very opulent. I mean, it doesn't look like there were a lot of corners cut. I mean, obviously, when you're in business, you try to find the best deal, right? But I don't know if cheap would be the way to describe it. All right.
Well, he owns Mar-a-Lago. I mean, that's like the...
Yeah, for crying out loud.
There's nothing subtle about Mar-a-Lago.
You should work for him, but what about Mar-a-Lago?
I know, right?
No matter what anybody says about Trump, just say Mar-a-Lago. It's great.
Mar-a-Lago.
All right. SNL's Weekend Update continues about Trump and his prediction that the election is rigged.
Is this weird for you to say the system is rigged now? I mean, there were 43 white male presidents in a row, and now one black guy and maybe one woman, and now you're sensing a pattern of unfairness? How do you feel comfortable arguing about this? An old white billionaire is on TV telling the world the system is rigged, and my black is arguing that it's not. This just feels wrong.
That was a funny joke. Michael Che has definitely gotten a lot better, I think, as he's been on doing the Weekend Update. I think they're a good match now, Michael Che and Colin Jost.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. And you know, it is amusing to laugh about the rigged election, because that's been sort of the premise of Donald Trump's campaign over the last week or two, talking about a lot of the bias that goes in. And, you know, not to get serious here, but there is a lot to consider. There's the media outlook, all that stuff. But what I thought was interesting, girls, is that there have been a lot of people who do election predictions, which is almost impossible. If you look at the polls, and most of the polls are predicting, especially nationally anyway, that Hillary Clinton is up by anywhere between 4 and 7 percentage points nationally on an average across the board, right? If you go to, however, psychics and professors, the majority of them are speculating that Trump will somehow win this. And again, it goes down to the states, it goes down to the Electoral College, but it's sort of interesting how this time around, I don't know who you want on your side, the two PNPs, the psychics and professors, or if you want the polls on your side. Pretty interesting, though, as we are so close, everybody's starting to get into their speculation mode to see who's going to actually pull this one off.
Well, it's so interesting that it's psychics/professors, because professors...
Is that a weird category?
It's a weird category. Yeah, you would not find that on Jeopardy. But the professors are probably looking at it from a historical point, or how trends are, you know, they kind of analyze things, economic trends or whatever. And then the psychics are obviously just in their own psychic space. Astrologers have also been predicting, they haven't said who's going to win, but I've seen 3 different astrology reports that say the election is going to be so close that it's going to even be days before an actual result is had.
Well, look,
with recounts and maybe
some
objections.
So that automatically happens, is if the election is close within a certain amount, there is automatically a recount, and there'll be a deeper investigation into it. Got to keep your eyes, especially if you're a listener to DJV in Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, this is your year. This is the year that you guys really make a difference. And keep an eye on those states. You also have to keep an eye on those swing states like Nevada, Colorado, and the Carolinas, because those will be the ones that are going to be really determining this presidential election. All right, some health news up ahead. It's On Air with DJV, Doug Den, Victoria, and Kara Schillen. It's 16 past the hour.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Better than a cup of coffee and a Prozac.
We are like a cup of coffee and a Prozac.
Yeah.
On there with Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Jennifer Horn, and that's Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie Doug is out on vacation. And, you know, we are just a week away. We're doing the countdown, 14 days till Election Day. Now we've got a week till Halloween. Hopefully you guys all have your costumes. We'll ask that next. But Halloween story here. Apparently dolls. Do you think dolls are creepy? Some of them, I guess,
yes.
Are.
Yes.
There is something called pediophobia, which is a fear of dolls, and it's more common than you might think. There's not a lot of hard science to go on, but some researchers say that there is a logical reason why we're creeped out by dolls. Our brains are designed to read faces. We look for cues. We look for information about emotions, intentions, potential threats, and we're primed to see faces and respond to them that we see everywhere. You know, we find faces, gosh, we found Jesus in a grilled cheese sandwich. We found a potato chip that looks like Abraham Lincoln, right? Well, seeing a doll face that looks human but isn't kind of screws up our brain a little bit. It makes us naturally uncomfortable. It's the same sort of phenomenon that works with clowns. You know, a lot of people are scared of clowns, and it's because they have that set face, because you just don't know what to expect behind the mask. I don't know. Ladies, are either of you afraid of dolls or clowns?
Dolls definitely creep me out. I remember when I had like a Cabbage Patch doll or something like that, I think, but that was kind of, and they look weird anyway, so I don't think that qualifies, but the more lifelike and human-like a doll looks, and then with the creepy eyes that blink sometimes, that's where I guess our brains get really locked up, because we expect them to be more lifelike, but yeah, it's a weird thing. Dolls definitely creep me out. I don't like the Victorian-looking ones.
I think it's all about the owner, you know? Depends on if it's the old guy that's got the dolls, or just a kid. I don't know. Maybe about the owner. All right, more up ahead. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
May we all listen and cool things we do off the sound of the corner of the man with the jukebox. Play the Travis Tritt right above the jukebox. Before you get lost down so low. So low and with the top of the back.
Oh, I love this. Florida Georgia Line. FGL, if you're in the know, on the DJV show. FGL on DJV. See what we did there? Doug Jones, nice. Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. And this is Florida Georgia Line, Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly. They launched the 2016 CMT Artists of the Year show with May We All, which is their current top 10 hit. They recorded it with Tim McGraw. And ladies, I know I'm the country fan. You guys are just kind of getting into it because I'm dragging you in, kicking and screaming. But what do you think?
I everything that I've heard from Florida Georgia Line, I like. They have a little bit of a rock edge to them, so I like that. I think that there's some other country artists, though, that I would be more inclined to take a chance on.
All right, fair enough.
But, yeah, they're okay. I don't dislike them.
All right, also performing at the Artist of the Year show, Chris Stapleton, who has caught a lot of critical acclaim since he hung out. I don't know if you guys remember this, but he performed with Justin Timberlake at an awards show about a year or so ago. It has blown up.
Everyone went nuts over that.
Right. This is
blown up. I've never heard his name before.
His career is on fire at the moment. He performed Whiskey and You, which has also been recorded by Tim McGraw, Aaron Lewis, Julie Roberts, and Jason Eady. So he did a great performance at the Artist of the Year show. Now, I have a whole stable full of fake celebrity boyfriends. One of them towards the front of the stable is Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan presented Chris Stapleton his award, called him a throwback who fits into any era but is helping to define this one right here.
Right here?
Just right here. Well, Luke Bryan had a bike accident during his farm tour this year, so he was kind of the easy target for jabs from the CMT Artist of the Year special. People were making a lot of fun of him. Little Big Town, who was out on tour opening for Luke Bryan, Jimmy Westbrook, told him, dude, seriously, what are you thinking trying to learn how to ride a bike at 40 years old? Doesn't make a lot of sense. Then you could tell the camaraderie there because they were all part of that farm tour. It was really evident. He actually took the stage to perform his duet with Karen Fairchild, who's the wife of Jimmy Westbrook in Little Big Town, and they sang Home Alone Tonight, which is a gorgeous duet, as you can hear.
Crank it up, Kara.
Tonight.
good voice.
He's so good. And let me tell you, ladies, this is, you know, gentlemen, just close your ears for a minute. But if you are out and you're able to see Luke Bryan in concert, those hips, he can really shake those hips.
I'm assuming there's some tight jeans attached to those hips.
Yeah, you know, most men cannot do what he does. Definitely, if you can't go see him in concert, Google Country Girl Shake It for me. Do yourself a favor. All right, Carrie Underwood, also there. She was honored and performed Like I'll Never Love You Again. As we don't have
that song.
So good so far. All right, the evening's top honor went to Shania Twain, and Shania has been part of the country music industry for such a long time, such a hit maker. She has a new album coming out. She was given Artist of the Lifetime Award, and what was really cool was to watch her face as Meghan Trainor, R&B singer Jill Scott, and Chelsea Ballerini performed a medley of her songs, including Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Let's go, girl! Yeah, Jill Scott can sing country. She is great.
And Meghan Trainor, too. She's not new here. She actually did a duet with Miranda Lambert about a year ago.
Oh, she did? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm going to let it hang on. I like this.
Yeah. I like when artists cross over genres.
All right, CMT 2016 Artist of the Year honoring Shania Twain at 28 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, what causes bad breath in dogs? We often joke about it. Bad breath, also known as halitosis, generally is caused by the fact that your dog has built up certain bacteria in their mouth. These bad smells emerge. The bacteria's presence can indicate a number of things. Either your dog needs a better dental care plan or some underlying health issue or gastrointestinal tract, gut, or a kidney problem. It's important that when you do have a dog and you notice that your dog, or a cat for that matter, has bad breath, you check with your veterinarian. 85 to 90% of dogs and cats will in fact develop some type of periodontal disease before they reach 3 to 4 years old. And if checked early, can make all the difference in their healthy and quality of life. But also understand that very often bad breath is not due to teeth or gums. It may be due to something internally. So it's always a good idea to check with your vet. So don't make fun of it the next time your dog or cat walks in with bad breath. Call up your vet and make a visit. I'm Warren Eckstein.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Nuclear 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
I'll never take never to your wishes. I'll never let you fall. No, no. You always know I'm with you.
34 past the hour, it's DJV. Now we started out minus the D, because our Dougie is on vacation for the first time maybe in 20 years. It's been a long time. He is on vacation this week, and so it's just Jennifer and me. I'm Victoria Keelan. Jennifer Horn has just stepped out. She is on her way to the studio, so she's got a million jobs, as you all know, and so she's on her way to the next
dropping
one.
Dropping off one by one.
We're literally dropping. We're just down to the V. So it's just me, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen at our controls in Washington at the Radio America studio. So let's do some health news. This is kind of an alarming story about the dangers of acrylic nails. Have you ever had acrylic nails, Kara?
I have not, but I've seen a lot of people, you know, the kind of stiletto ones that are a little bit pointy. They're a little scary, but I always think that they're kind of cool looking, and so I've been thinking of maybe trying it out, and I'm not so sure that that's a good idea anymore.
Well, you know, I kind of blame the Kardashians for this. This is a huge trend, and gentlemen, stay with us. We're not going to make it too girly. But, yeah, this has been a huge trend for girls. All of the Kardashians have the super long, pointy acrylic nails right now, and this doesn't seem to be going away. I mean, I'm in New York City, and New York City girls tend to be very busy. We're on the subway. We're constantly moving, so we tend to just have shorter nails. In L.A., my girlfriends in L.A., they're all about the acrylics. And I don't know the difference of the L.A.-New York thing. When we get Jen back on, I want to ask her as well.
But apparently, the main ingredient in the bonding, the actual glue that they use for acrylic nails, it's called MMA, which is pretty much all you need to know because it's just a bunch of, like, science words that I can't pronounce. But MMA is the active ingredient, and it's banned currently in 30 states. However, investigations are showing that these salons are still using this ingredient, and not only does it pose a huge health risk to the person getting the acrylic nails, but it also can cause major lung problems for the salon technicians, for other patrons in the salon. If you've ever walked into a salon and the fumes have overwhelmed you to the point where you think you're going to pass out, which has actually happened to me several times, that's what that ingredient is. It's the MMA. And I would say, Kara, if you haven't tried acrylics, I don't know that
don't
you'd
go
want
for it.
To get into this because, and I know Pete, look, one of my good friends, also named Jen, is so obsessed with her acrylics. You would literally have to pry them off of her cold, dead fingers. She's never going to stop getting them. But if you have not started, I don't know that it's something that
I've also heard it's really bad for, besides the adhesive that is apparently terrible for you, it damages your nails, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And you have to, in order to get acrylics on your, in order for the glue to bond to your nail, they have to file your nail bed down to the point where it's really thin, and that also makes it more porous, and so it absorbs even more of the chemicals. Some of the health risks that they say MMA can cause, and this is not mixed martial arts if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the active ingredient in acrylic nails. It can cause cancer, nail infections, respiratory problems, eye, nose, and throat irritation, and permanent nail deformities, which if you've ever had a friend take off acrylics after having them for a while and you see the state of their nail beds, it's really, really scary. So I would say, Kara, don't do it.
Stick away. Yeah, this is insane because I've definitely had friends in the past who have, you know, posted on Facebook warnings of like, oh, don't ever go to this nail salon because they, you know, they're cutting your nails and they're filing. And so people have gotten, you know, the skin around their nails cut or something like that. And especially like if they're doing that and they're not cleaning up everything well and they put this stuff on your nails and it gets into those cuts. Oh my God. I imagine your hands falling off. Basically.
I know.
This is what it sounds like.
But, yeah.
Oh God.
Not good. Very scary. In other scary news, 2016 has been kind of a difficult year for a lot of us. The election has been insane. Stress levels are very high. Jim Beam is at a record high of production, which means a lot of people are enjoying brown liquor this year. And one of the other things that is bad news for 2016, the CDC, that's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, say that there are more cases of STDs than ever reported before in the history of America.
Here's a question. How long have they been keeping track of STDs?
Well, I think probably as far back as, you know, somewhat modern medicine in the 1800s, I would guess. I mean, that's when they had things like, you know, syphilis and things like that were being treated.
True, yeah.
But they say there's 1.5 million cases of chlamydia, which, by the way, just so everyone is reminded about chlamydia, men carry chlamydia and there are no symptoms and there isn't really even a conclusive test for chlamydia for men. But for women, there are also no symptoms. But if you have it and you don't get it treated and you don't regularly get tested for STDs, it can make you infertile. So, little tip from your friend Victoria. There are also 400,000 cases of gonorrhea and 24,000 cases of syphilis. Syphilis, yes.
Oh,
the disease that I just likened to, like, the Civil War, syphilis is back. Now, I have some, we will say this, most of the syphilis and gonorrhea cases, they have tied to gay and bisexual men. Now, I have a significant amount of gay friends here in New York City, and this has actually been kind of like a cocktail party joke lately about gonorrhea being back. And, like, the jokes are, hey, it's the 70s, the disco scene is back again, so is gonorrhea. Like, I can't even believe that gonorrhea is a thing. Like, how... I mean, this whole research and report makes me just scratch my head. Like, how is this stuff... How is this a thing?
Yeah. Pro tip from Captain Obvious. Wear condoms, guys. Or just
I know,
anyway,
right?
People.
And they're, of course, they're blaming millennials, of course. Ages 15 to 24, those people in that age bracket account for almost two-thirds of the chlamydia cases and half of the gonorrhea cases. That means if you're under 24, between 15 and 24, half of you have had gonorrhea. Like, this is just crazy
at
to me.
Age 15? But this is what doesn't really make any sense to me, is most millennials that I know, and I hate that term, but I'm going to use it.
I know. I hate it too.
Most people are more aware of health issues and of getting tested and going to the doctor. So it's surprising to me that they found those results, because at least in my friend group, and maybe I just have a very responsible group of friends. But
I'm sure you do, Kara.
Yes, I watch Jeopardy at night. Yes.
You listen to 70s yacht rock.
But yeah, it's surprising to me that this would be the case, because if you're getting tested, then I wouldn't think that you would be the group of people spreading it around. I would think, you know, maybe this is the older group of people who are swingers and they don't care anymore. But
I don't know. I mean, this is, I think more people, and especially in this 15 to 24 age bracket, more people need to get tested. If you're in college and you're having fun and you're doing, you know, you're giving it the old college try, you should be getting tested regularly.
I guess it's the age of Tinder, so everyone is going out and doing stuff with people that they have no previous relationship to. They don't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
But in which case, I mean, people, like I said before, if you were going on a Tinder date with someone that you don't know anything about except the little bio that they had written.
Right.
Please use a condom.
Please use a condom.
Common sense.
That is our safety message from DJV at 42 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
An historic church in Warrenton, Virginia, is a landmark recognized by a 65-foot steeple. But 130 years of weather have not been good to that steeple, which was rotting and falling apart. The congregation raised enough money to have the steeple replaced with an exact replica made of fiberglass so it would be maintenance-free. But the city blocked the replacement, demanding the church spend over $262,000 to rebuild the steeple with specific kinds of wood. They should have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that church was none of the government's business. A town government has important duties, such as maintaining roads. But their duties do not include micromanaging people's steeples.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner, Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing.
46 past the hour, it's DJ V on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Right now it's just me, Victoria, and Kara Schillen at the controls. Jen will be back in just a few minutes. Doug is away on vacation. He is in England seeing all kinds of interesting sights, and hopefully we'll get an update from him soon. So the TV report for tonight, last night actually, Colbert was talking about feeling old because 90210's Luke Perry is apparently now on the cover of a magazine you wouldn't really associate him with.
I am feeling pretty old tonight. Here's why. Luke Perry is featured on the cover of AARP magazine. For the millennials out there, let me start by defining AARP. Actually, let me start by defining Luke Perry. Let me start by defining magazine. It seems like only yesterday I was watching 90210 while shopping for flannel shirts on my way to a Ross Perot rally drinking a Zima while legally purchasing entire albums of music. Luke Perry turning 50 is a big deal for my generation.
Wow. Luke Perry is 50 and on the cover of AARP. Do you know what AARP is, Kara?
Yes, but because my parents get it.
Right, I was going to say, parents have AARP cards.
Yes.
I don't know what they do, though. I actually never asked my parents
I
should ask them.
Sweet senior discounts at, like, restaurants and the movies.
Is that how they market it? Here are some sweet senior discounts.
Yes. Believe me, my mom is turning, well, an age that I won't tell you next year.
Yes, no.
But she's very, well, she freaked out a little bit when she realized the age, but she's excited to be getting closer to the senior discount at, you know, IHOP and all of those places.
That is too funny. Coming up on TV tonight, there's a brand new Dancing with the Stars. It's an elimination. It's in its seventh week of performances. I can't believe that. Time has flown by. I have not been watching Dancing with the Stars this season, but I've heard it's actually pretty good. Have you seen any of it?
I have not. I've never really watched Dancing with the Stars, but it seems like every time I turn around, it's a different season. I mean, what do they do? Like three seasons a year?
It seems like they have a pretty short cycle. Yeah. There's a brand new Gotham tonight at 8 on Fox. Kevin Can Wait is on at 8 o'clock on CBS. That show I've actually heard is basically just a reboot of
King of Queens.
Yeah,
right?
King of Queens.
That doesn't surprise me because I mean he's supposed to be like a family guy in the show, right? That's what I'm assuming. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
It's funny to me that all of these comedians are kind of doing their own show with their own name in it.
Yeah. I don't know why they just didn't bring back King of Queens.
No.
I mean, I'm sure Leah Remini can be reached.
Yeah.
I'm sure she could use a gig.
Well, yeah, now she's out of Scientology, right?
Yeah, so now she's free to free to do whatever she wants. Also at 8, Supergirl is on the CW. I am a huge fan of Supergirl. This is season 2. It moved from CBS, where it was last year, and now it's moved to the CW, which is a much better home for it. They've done great crossover episodes with Arrow and The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow. So the CW's pretty much become the superhero channel. And as our own movie guru Chucker predicted, Calista Flockhart has left the show, which is unfortunate. It is 50 minutes past the hour on DJV.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and fiber. provide a nutrient so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Every week at this time, Uri Geller joins us. I always send you to his website, URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com. He is very revealing. I find that what seems to be secret about you really isn't secret. You're pretty open and honest about what it is that you do. I think we once in a while refer to it as your powers. It's more a power of concentration, don't you think? The ability to bend spoons, fix washing machines, or shape people's minds. Don't you think that's something that comes with just a focus? Have you ever analyzed what really makes you tick? Uri Geller on Uri Geller.
That's a good one. I don't think I've ever been asked that question by any journalist. I think, Doug, that you and I have been now friends for, it's hard to believe that we know each other over 20 years. Isn't that incredible how
23 years.
Time just goes so fast, and most people out there, and I'm trying to kind of decipher, Uri Geller, what made me successful or what makes me tick, is I realize how fast time flies by. Mm-hmm. You know, the clock is ticking every millisecond, and as we get older, we look back at our lives and we think, wow, why didn't I do that? Oh, if I would have only bought that. Oh, if I would have taken that direction. And, you know, opportunities, as I said before, pass you by almost every day. And the successful people know how to take and grab those opportunities and try them out. Even if you take 5 opportunities and only one makes it, then you made it. Because you don't want to wake up at the age of 65 or 70, still renting a small flat somewhere and looking back and saying, my goodness, why don't I have more? where did I go wrong? And you know that unfortunately life is built out of relationships, love, your children, but finances are also very important, because if you're not financially successful, then hey, what did you actually achieve? You want to leave something to your kids, you want to have some type of a legacy about yourself. So I think in a nutshell, I describe what I'm about. I try to be successful. I try to make it in life simply because I came from a very, very, very poor family. And I urge everyone out there, no matter how old you are, there's still time. You go out there and be successful and believe in yourself, think positive, create a target goal to make it, and always say to yourself that I am a winner. I deserve to get what I want. I will wake up tomorrow feeling great. And then you say, no turning back. That was then, this is now. And you conclude by saying, I have the mind power. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. So by psyching yourself up, by giving that push, the pure energy, mind power, to empower yourself, to motivate yourself, to inspire yourself, you are getting out there that energy that will come back to you and bring you success.
You know, yeah, we only have a little less than a minute left. There are a lot of people who claim that those who are wealthy are trying to keep the poor in their place. They want to keep everything for themselves. I find that anathema. I think you can create whatever you want. And those who believe in spirit believe that there is abundance everywhere. Just you figure out how to take advantage of it for yourself. It's not up to me to make you, although I can help if I want to, and you can help if you want to. But it's there. And you reach for it. It's there.
Doug, very quickly, we have another 20 seconds. I just want to mention that I just created a trilogy. There are three DVDs. You just put in Google Uri Geller Trilogy. Please get it. You'll be fascinated. All the money, all my profits, I'm giving away to sick children. You love these DVDs.
Uri Geller, a good day.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.